So We didn't suggest any amount of money.
All right, so I incorrectly wrote down something.
I
wrote down the wrong thing. And then,
it could have been for half an hour also. Just so that you don't have to do it necessarily.
Right, so during my Musar Seder, I try to spend a little time focusing on thinking about Elul.
This particular Ubda, it's very, very special thing that you have to go up to a private place and actually talk to Hashem in his birthday and to think that you should really, really sit down and have a good conversation. Visiting him. But of course, you can only do that in privacy, because otherwise, anyway, Rav Hashem, do you have anything more you want to make about it?
No.
Okay. Okay, Rav Yaakov.
Two of the old things I try to work on, try to talk to Shem a few times in a month, and then it's always to find those little few minutes, always forget
the time. I can't hear what you're saying.
I did like around three times, and I managed to find some time to get down to that. Also, I felt that the davening, try to work upon it. I felt looking at the sitter more. I tried to look at the sitter more on davening, even though a lot of times I don't realize I'm being out of the sitter, things go faster, I don't have more. I tried to look at the sitter more when I was davening to get more kavanah.
I managed to do, not every day, but I managed to do the office. Talking to Hashem was good. I found myself, it's not so easy to find the time, I find myself pushing it off. Yeah, but then when I forced myself to sit down and do it, it was effective. Yeah.
I focus on the Rav's suggestion to hone in on one particular bracha of Shemoneh Esrei and give it some extra kavana. So I picked different ones throughout the course of the past week. And that was, of all the uvdas that you suggested, that was the one that I was able to connect to and do something with much more.
Okay, good. Like if the progress is our main product, huh? I think it's an electric company, one of the companies. Progress is our main product, Okay, good with what I said. What I wanted to suggest is that first of all, this coming week, I want to suggest that we should get these three ovdas. It's good. What you did was excellent. Because it's one of the great ovdas. But this particular week, did you hear last week? We had these three things: talking to Hashem, saying Tzibur Zimra out loud. With inspiration and being the cover on yourself, some small, even the smallest thing, but being the cover on yourself, coming to dabbling a few minutes earlier, or being extra careful about cars, anger.
This week.
So, I would suggest again, these three of this are very basic and making this small Kabbalah, any little thing, but it's a Kabbalah for this day. I was giving a little thought to our little group here. We're working at Elul. And how can we talk about Elul? We're talking about, you know, these two things, talking about Hashem, but Elul, what they say, is something like, I want to do something basic that's really necessary for us as Yidden, and, you know, introspective to you know, to our essence of being Yidden and Eshet to Hashem and Klal Yisrael. So I was thinking, how could we talk about Elul? And leaving out Ben Havero, like Ben Havero is a subject that we talk about here very often and try to work on. And we know so many times we've said over that it's the highest priority in the whole of it is Hashem. So we talk about the importance of Ben Havero. And so that's in general, and especially today, we're living in, you know, in a time of history that, you know, in different cultures, so we have different avoiders, certain shyness that Hashem puts into the world. That sometimes you have in this period, you have this, another period, you have that. Right? So in this period, we're living through a time now that there's tremendous shyness, meaning that our sensitivity to people around us, to our wives, to our children, to our parents, to our neighbors, you know, to our friends, people sitting near us by davening, all the human beings that we come in contact with, there was a very tremendous darkness in the area of Ben Havera. You say darkness means that sensitivity, you know, to other people's feelings, caring about other people's feelings. That's what Ben Havera is all about. So I would say, that how can we talk about working out without Ben Havera, you know, without working on Ben Havera? So I got an idea. I don't know if any of you are familiar with it, but Rav Miller, he put together something called the 10 Steps of Greatness. Any of you know the 10 Steps of Greatness? You heard of it, yeah. So what it is, I mean, for us as professionals, you know. Beautiful. I'm going to discuss it out loud, so, you know, so don't you listen to me, it's gone now, that I have my own, this I made myself. This is a direct of the original thing that we made. Anyway, Rav Miller put together like 10, we call the 10 steps to greatness. And he suggested like doing it, these 10 steps every day for 3 months. What the 10 steps to greatness is, for us, I say, so I think as professionals, it's just 10 ilvdes of his. We recognize them because we've been doing these ilvdes for years. The people that are not familiar with the ilvdes is like a civic. But what it really is, we've just selected 10 ilvdes, which again, we know what they are, we're familiar with them, we put them together, these 10 ilvdes, and he made it as a program that a person should do these 10 ilvdes every day. A certain amount of time. So I was thinking that it's an excellent material for our bar this week. We want to work on Ben Havero, and a number of these 10 steps are Ben Havero things. So let's do the Kabbalah. Miller suggested doing the 10 steps program for a few months, right, every day. So we could do the Kabbalah 10 steps for ourselves at least 1 week, right? We'll see after the week, but at least that should be our main focus for the week, besides these other three things, which are, you know, a small, you know, other thing, you know, those three things that we did last week. But the main focus for the week is the 10 steps to greatness, right? And so I'll I'll go over with them very quickly what the 10 things are, right? If you want to write them down, jot them down, you have a piece, I can give out a piece of paper, anybody needs paper, pencil, would you like
it? I got a pencil, but no paper.
Okay, have paper.
I can always send it.
You might want to write it yourself. I have your paper. Anybody wants paper, I can share paper with you.
Thank you.
Okay, let's just say the ten books, the Maisa, are like this, the 10 steps to greatness. Number one is that she spends 2 minutes every day thinking about Olam Haba. In other words, Olam Ha'emes, it's a world of Olam Ha'emes, you know, it's a world that exists now somewhere, and who's there? Some of us have grandparents there, great grandparents that we knew. Some of us have, you know, relatives that are there. They're in that world, Olam Ha'emes, right? Some of us have rabbis, rabbeim. Some of us have friends. Some of us have all kinds of acquaintances that are there. They're alive there in Olam Ha'emes. So we should spend a few minutes thinking about, you know, Olam Ha'emes. Whatever you want to think about it, however you picture it, however you imagine it, however you commit to imagine what's going on there, what's happening there, whatever it is. Spend a few minutes thinking about what it is, number one. Number two, go to a private place where nobody can hear you and say, Hashem, I love you. I love you, right? Say it out loud to Chris Burley. Tell him that you love him. Number three, every day think of a chesed to do to Hashem. To do every single day. A chesed to do. That's an old one for us, right?
No, I meant
do it for Hashem, for the sake of the Ubdul. But do a chesed every day, right? We've done that many times. You know, of course, like, it's a planet beforehand, you know, but the main thing is every day do a chesed. Put away something for him in the Beit Midrash. You know, also put a pen in your pocket. You know, carry, put some first aid equipment in your pocket. Chesed, every day do a chesed. That's number three, right? Number four is every day go up to somebody that needs a little bit of encouragement. Sometimes you're down on a hard person, somebody is a low self-esteem, some people are down and out, so go over to somebody that needs a little lift. And lift them up a little bit, say some nice words to them, right? That was number four, right? Number five is go back 24 hours in the day, 24 hours, and think through what you did the last 24 hours, right? It doesn't necessarily have to be in tremendous depth, but think through the last 24 hours, what you did the last 24 hours. That's number five. Number six, every day do something and say to your mouth, I think I'm doing this to Shem Shemayim. Right? You learn that exercise also, right? That could be you're brushing your teeth, you're doing exercise, physical exercise, I'm doing this to the mitzvah of Shematem, that's not your favorite. You might be polishing your shoes. If you're doing that for the Kaddish Hashem, the Kiddush Hashem, right? But every day you should say you're doing something Hashem Shemayim, right? That was number six. Number seven, we know that Hashem created the Adam, Shalom Elohim. That's what it says. Shalom Elohim, Baruch Hashem, Adam. So when you see a human being, you look at the Shalom Elohim, whatever that means, right? You have to understand that the depth of it is good. But we know that you see a little Rashi, you know the little Rashi, that Hashem created Adam, Shalom Elohim. That means you're looking at a human being, the face of a human being, you're looking at telling another kid, right? So when you walk down the street, and you're walking down the street, so you look at, you look at a person, you look at a human being, and think in your mind, you know, I am now looking at self another kid. So that is number 7, right? Number 8 is that every day you should make sure that you cover on yourself to smile. Do it intentionally. You might smile the whole day, but one time you should intentionally, with kavana, smile at somebody. I think I'm smiling now. We shave, but it's Hashem, the Avad, right? Right? You have to make sure at least once a day you should go out of your way and you smile at somebody. That's number 8. Huh? Number 9 is that every day you should look at your clothing. Look at your clothing. It's one of the greatest brachas. The first chesed that Hashem did with other Manushan in Chava, he made them clothing, right? He dressed them. So it's a very awesome chesed that Hashem gives us now clothing. It's much greater than we attribute to it. You know, we take it for granted. You know, dress is just plain human activity. I mean, the thing is this lesson of clothing is shirt, the material, the color, the buttons, the buttonholes. Every bit of clothing that we have is a tremendous bracha, right? So every day, take an article of clothing, and think into it, what kind of tremendous gift it is that Hashem is giving you by your clothing, right? Now, there's a lot of gifts that Hashem gives us, many, many gifts. We just focusing on one of them now, on the clothing, right? That's number 9. Number 10 is also good that we've done this Uddha very recently, that if you go to sleep at night time, you sit down on the floor for just 1 second and be misambled on the place of Mikdash and Yishalayim. Okay, sit down and say, I'm mourning over okay, that's the 10. Does that jive with your list? Okay.
Right. It's pretty intense.
That's a big Uda.
Each one of them, I would say, would be a Uda for us to work on for a week.
Right. But we're used to that. We're used to take one of these.
Trying to do 10 on the same day would be.
That's okay. Why you'd be great if you could do that.
Okay, if I say, like I mentioned, that Abdullah gave this as a program to, we really, in our group here, seriously speaking, we're really, I'd say we're professionals, really, in this. We're used to doing this. I'm just trying to imagine people, people that I shared this with were Balabatim in the show. We understand the significance in that because we're working with this, and yet they were able to. It's not such a big deal. I mean, on one hand, I was thinking maybe Taka is too much. The other hand, that you walk in the street, you see somebody tell another kid. You walk in the street, you see somebody smile. You do a good deed. Tonight, before you go to this message, you put a safer laying there on the shelf. In the course of the day, you see. They're not difficult. The difficulty is just remembering them. But the actual doing it just takes a second, right? So before you go to sleep, mama should 1 second sit down on the floor. You think about the clothing. How long does that take? It takes seconds. It's a second. It's just be aware of them. That doesn't make me feel it's a good, way off the beam, we can't be, right? Because I say again, if Rav Miller gives it to his Bala Batra, and these are people that never tasted these Batra, we're, I say again, we're, seriously speaking, we're professionals. We're doing this, especially the veterans, all the time. And he gives it about, he gave this to Bala Batra, that they just have to get rid of it at all. So, you know, the covered arrow, you thought maybe we should try to do it. Like, there's nothing intensive over here, you know. Just to remember to do it. 2 minutes to think about, okay, my boys, I'm going to have to make the best out of it. A few minutes to think about Alan Haber, Hashem, I love you. Like, you have to cheer somebody up. Okay, my boys, it's doable. So, my boys, I think we're all the balls again. That's not a good match.